You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Dr. Jane Orion. Dr. Orion, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
I saw this article online. Is a Dark Ages disease the new American plague threat? And I want to get into that in great detail in a moment. But before we do, for the benefit of the listeners, could you give them a little bit of background about who you are?
I'm the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. That's aapsonline.org, founded in 1943 to fight for private medicine. I'm a private internist. I graduated from Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons back in 1974. Was a VA doctor for about 5 years, member of the faculty of the University of Arizona College of Medicine, but I've been in solo private practice now since 1981.
Thank you very much, doctor. And you are stationed, I guess, or based in Tucson, Arizona still?
Yes.
Great. Let's get into this article here. I'm just going to read a little bit from it. Is a Dark Ages disease the new American plague threat? And this is by a Dr. Mark Siegel. And this was on thehill.com. And it just came out last week. It says that diseases are reemerging in some parts of America, including Los Angeles County, that we haven't commonly seen since the Middle Ages. And one of these diseases that Dr. Siegel is talking about is leprosy, also known as Hansen's disease, and that involves a microbacteria. Tuberculosis also involves a microbacteria, it says here in the article. You're in Los Angeles right now, is that correct, doctor?
Yes.
Okay. You read this article. Should we be worried about this?
Oh, I think that we should, although I think maybe leprosy or Hansen's disease is one of the lesser worries. I think tuberculosis is a much greater worry because leprosy is reputedly not all that contagious, and there is an antibiotic treatment for it. I think most doctors wouldn't necessarily recognize a case, particularly in the early stages, because they've never seen one. And sometimes they tend to dismiss people who have neurological complaints like my fingers are numb as being in their heads instead of in their peripheral nerves. But there are many, many other things that we have here in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, and in other areas across the country, partly because of these homeless encampments with zero sanitation and lots of discarded needles around also. And these include things that you can catch on the bus, like tuberculosis, and some of the multiply drug-resistant tuberculosis may be resistant to just about anything, and at best requires a cocktail of drugs that are in themselves very toxic and expensive and have to be taken for possibly years. So we're allowing into this country now thousands, maybe millions of people who have not been screened, who are going to locations that are unknown. Of the ones that we know about, maybe 20% of them in some places have latent TB. They're not contagious right now, but this could break down at any time when their resistance is lowered, and they could be coughing up TB germs on the bus, in the school, in the church, wherever they are. And what we really need is a way of following these people and doing periodic checks, because if you get one case of active TB, like we had one in our community hospital, in the delivery room, you may have hundreds of people, including hospital staff who are in contact with many other people, women in labor, their children, their visitors, all of them have to be screened after this exposure.
In the article, it says here, doctor, according to the CDC, of course, that's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, there are between 100 and 200 new cases of leprosy reported in the U.S. every year. A study just released from the Keck Medical Center at the University of Southern California looked at 187 leprosy patients treated at its clinic from 1973 to 2018 and found that most were Latino, originating from Mexico, where the disease is somewhat more common, and that there was on average a 3-year delay in diagnosis, during which time the side effects of the disease, usually irreversible, even with treatment, begin to occur. And of course, then he goes on to talk about the homeless population there in Los Angeles, about 60,000 of them, according to his numbers, and 75% of those 60,000 lacking even temporary shelter or adequate hygiene and medical treatment. Is President Trump correct in worrying about what's coming across the southern border? Is this an indication of what he's worrying about, or is it something else?
Well, I think President Trump is not the only person who should be worried about this. That everybody should be worried about this because these people are being sent across the United States, even the ones that we know about, but then the ones that we don't know about, who knows where they are. There may be a large number of them dropped off at the bus station in your town, and they could have leprosy. And I mean, your article said there was a 3-year delay in diagnosis. What that means is there are probably a whole lot more cases out there that we don't know about. But of course, there's also typhus and bubonic plague in the rats that are infesting these cities. Malaria, any disease that you want to name, could be coming across the border and could be spreading. We really don't have the knowledge to treat these things. Many of them are virtually untreatable, and we're just really turning a blind eye to this. I have heard that some people who work in these border areas are even being forbidden to talk about the diseases that they're seeing under pain of losing their job.
Many people are shocked that the United States has fallen to this level where it's at now. I think there's a lot of signs to indicate that we're in trouble as an advanced first world nation. Besides the porous borders, and you're down in Tucson, so you're pretty close to it. Now you're just south of Los Angeles there. What do you think is the culprit, or what are the culprits to this horrible situation that we find ourselves in?
It is a very good question. I think that the majority of the American people are really complacent. They think that, well, we've got this high-class medicine, and we have antibiotics, and if there are diseases, well, we will just fix them. There is a lot of fear about being accused of being politically incorrect. Even a physician who talks about this can be criticized or ignored or subject to worse things. You're called, you know, a xenophobe. What are you, anti-immigrant? And actually, public health affects everybody. Everybody. And we're not doing anybody a favor by closing our eyes to devastating diseases that could break out in a community that we really do not have the public health resources or the medical resources or the knowledge or even the ability to treat at any level.
As I mentioned before, you are based in Tucson, but you're traveling now and you're just south of Los Angeles. Do you plan on going into the city of Los Angeles? And if so, do you feel comfortable walking on the streets as it exists now?
Well, I'm at a meeting and I'm really not going to have the capability of taking a tour of these homeless camps, but I think that it is dangerous to walk there. I think there have even been some cases of these dread diseases in city buildings or in firefighters because I guess you have to watch where you walk so that you don't step in piles of excrement or step on a needle. And there's maybe a lot of lawlessness in these communities to begin with, or just a lot of drug abusers who may be not capable of understanding what they're doing.
So that's not on your sightseeing tour, places to see.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Is there a way that we could address these health issues without making them political, or are you sanguine about that?
I think it's very hard to address them now because they have been so politicized. I think that what you're doing, bringing exposure to it, is very helpful, that it appeared in The Hill. Why isn't it in the Los Angeles Times every day? Why isn't it on the news every day? Why aren't we asking who's in charge of the situation? What are we doing about it? What preparations has your public health department in your city made to deal with some of these things if they show up there? Do they know about leprosy? Are they screening people for TB?
Exactly. It's problematic. It's another sign, according to many people, of the collapse of the empire. Let's hope that wiser heads will prevail and we can pull ourselves out of this. Dr. Jane Orient, Dr. Orient, I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners and looking forward to talking to you again real soon.
Okay, thank you very much.